Scott Hennessy is the president and CEO of Energy Alberta, and he joined us on the line today. Scott, thank you very much for joining us. One of the big One of the big projects coming back or coming to Peace River right now is the prospect of a nuclear power project or a power generating plant that's coming to Peace River. And it's generated a lot of talk, excuse my terminology here, but may I ask, how are things going as far as the preparation for this and for the open house that's coming up on March the 11th?
Yeah, everything is going well. We're still in very early stages on a project that, you know, will take a long time to do. And like you'd kind of mentioned there, you know, we are back. We are, Energy Alberta was in the neck of the woods at about, in Peace River, in about 2006 to 2007, when we kicked this off initially in Whitecourt and then moved up to the Peace region. And, you know, the world has changed a lot since then. The need for electricity doesn't stop growing. It's, you know, the need is more and more every day with data centers and electric vehicles and cell phones and computers, and just the way we live has changed over the last 15 years. So we're here to help also meet the net zero targets that the federal government has placed on Canada, and, you know, make sure that we have energy security within our province for affordable, safe, reliable electricity.
A lot of people here in the Peace region are interested in this project. A lot of people are perhaps against the project. You've got a mix in there. With your knowledge, what kind of information are you expecting to get residents during this open house and during the first few stages of this procedure?
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, we're at early stages, so there's a lot of questions that people have that we are working towards getting the answers for some of those things. You know, water's a big one, access to water. So there's things we know, and there's things that we are working on figuring out as well. So like how much water we're going to draw out of the piece. So we know that we will be taking water. We will have a closed loops system. We won't be returning the water back to the Peace River. We don't want to heat the river up. We don't want to do that, and we want to take as minimal amount as possible. So over the time of the construction, we will fill up cooling ponds, and then those cooling ponds will need replacement water as we get water evaporation. We'll have mechanical cooling towers, not the big things that you see on The Simpsons, but low-lying mechanical cooling towers, and we're still working on engineering all of that stuff to see how much water at the end of the day we will anticipate losing to evaporation that we will need to replace from the river on an ongoing basis. But there'll be lots of water in the ponds, so when water is low or there's ice buildup, we'll be able to not pull. So it's not a, there will be pull all the time, but we will have backup for when we can't pull from the river if that happens. So and there's lots of talk of radiation, obviously, and waste. So those are things that are an educational type piece. So, you know, what happens with the fuel bundles when they come out of the reactor core? Where do they go? How do we deal with them? How long do they stay around? There's the Nuclear Waste Management Organization, who's now working on that deep geological storage they have for a long time. How does that look? So there's lots of things to talk about. There's lots of education to happen. Nuclear, you know, is not necessarily new to the Peace region, but is definitely new to Western Canada. And so new technology, new fears, people, you know, haven't grown up beside them like they have in Ontario for 40 years. So there's lots of education to happen and lots of things for everyone to learn and lots of things for us to learn from the community as well on, you know, what are their biggest concerns? What are the things they are hoping for and their hopes and dreams and not just, you know, all their concerns as well. So, you know, how can we, have at the end of it, what we're looking at over the first stage is really, are the positives, do they outweigh the negatives? And what are those negatives and what are those positives? And we'll go through all kinds of studies over the next 3 to 4 years to figure that out during the impact assessment process.
I was going to ask you here, Scott, obviously the big open house is coming up on Tuesday at Weberville Hall here in Peace River, but after the event and after the feedback has been gathered by both residents and by Energy Alberta, what is the next step in the process?
It's a lot of the same as what we will do. So we will go away. This is, you know, from the people we've talked to and the community members we've talked to date, whether that's Chamber of Commerce or Economic Development or the municipality or some other landowners, et cetera. We know what a bunch of the questions are and we know what a bunch of the concerns are out there. So we've created, you know, boards and talking points and brought in experts to talk about those things. And now there'll be new questions that people will want answered. So we will go away and, you know, one, continue to work on what's going to happen with the water and other things that, you know, answers will come and the answers will grow over time on what we're able to explain and how we're able to answer those things, as well as there'll be new questions that we didn't know existed before. So we'll have to go back, take in those questions, assess them, look at them. So next time we come back, we can then answer those questions to people and we will continue down that road and make sure that, you know, we're looking at the correct things like, you know, what are the hospitals like in the Peace region today and what will they need to look like and how do we make sure that those types of things are looked after and maintained properly, not just, you know, here's our site, here's our project, and we're going to look at everything inside of that. We'll look at all of the cumulative effects that we have on from the project standpoint on transportation, education, hospitals, river, birds, you know, everything that is in the scope or we have some sort of influence on at the end of the day are things that we're going to look at. So there's going to be lots of questions and people will have lots of ideas from things that they're concerned about that we might not have thought of. So, but we have to take those all into consideration and that's why we're out talking to the community.
How optimistic are you to A, have a good turnout at the open house that's coming up on Tuesday and B, having good networking sessions with the residents of the Peace region?
I'm very optimistic. I think we'll have a good showing. I'm hoping that we get lots of the community out there. I'm hoping that everyone who comes with an open mind, you know, and I know that we have people that are, you know, in favor of the project and there's people that are not in favor of the project. And we understand that not everyone's always going to be happy with everything that happens. But you know, we'd like the opportunity to answer the questions, right? So if someone does have a concern, we'd like them to have come and voice those concerns and have those questions, right? We're a nuclear power plant. It's a big project and we need to make sure, and we're here to answer the hard questions and make sure we have answers for those hard questions. And you know what, some of them we might not have answers for next week. We, you know, we might have to go away and say, oh, we got to look at that. We'll come back to that answer. And we will come back to everyone with those answers and make sure that we get them all answered. And they'll be part of all of those things will go into our impact statement at the end of the day with everyone's questions and concerns. And we will look at all of them. And we won't push any to the side and say that, you know, we don't want to look at that. We will look at everything and look at all the concerns that people have.
Scott Hennessy is the president and the CEO of Energy Alberta. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for having me. We appreciate it. We look forward to coming up to Peace Region next week and meeting all the great residents up there and having some really meaningful conversations.